49er fans, game day is finally here. It's time to answer your pregame questions in a segment that we like to call Teddy Football. Here to answer your questions is the voice of the San Francisco 49ers, Ted Robinson.
Thanks for tuning in. We are back with another edition of Teddy Football. Scott Kegley here with the voice of the San Francisco 49ers. A pleasure as always. Thanks for joining me, Ted Robinson.
Well, Scott, we had a hell of an opening week, didn't we? And it's amazing. It's almost like a daily double to start the year to have to play week two, the toughest road game in the league. And we all understand the importance of this. But, Scott, what's great about this week to me is thinking that these two guys, Kaepernick and Wilson, only the second time they'll play against each other. They're going to do this for 10 years. Mm-hmm. These guys are going to go head-to-head for a long time in this kind of battle.
Yeah, and it's really rare that you get to see and you look around at kind of some of the power rankings, which I don't know how much stock you can really put in those, but a lot of people definitely picking these as maybe the two best teams in the NFC, maybe all of football. It's going to be an interesting battle, and especially each team really wants to get this one because they get a leg up, really, in the NFC West battle.
Yeah, it's not. I don't think there's any question these are the two best teams in the NFC. I would hold off on the league given Manning and Brady in the other conference, but I would say these are the two best teams in the NFC. And we understand this game doesn't determine who's going to be in the playoffs, but this game could go a long way towards determining where you're playing in the playoffs, and that's the significance of it.
Yeah, well, it's Sunday Night Football. It's up in Seattle in the Hawk's Nest, and they always talk about how hard it is to play up there, and that's kind of the topic of a couple of questions from at Sacktown Sheiky. Do you think the Niners have made the necessary adjustments to playing in Seattle from last year? And at HBK Malad, pretty similar question. What are we going to do about the Seahawks crowd? That was a large factor on how they won last year.
Well, okay, and I appreciate that, Sack and HBK Malad. But I would offer up this. And I know that no 49er player or coach would say this because it would sound like an excuse. That wasn't the real 49er team that played in Seattle last year. The schedule had a lot to do with that. And now it doesn't excuse the fact that it was a blowout. Shouldn't have been a blowout. But the 49ers had just come back from a thoroughly exhilarating and equally exhausting performance to beat the Patriots in Foxborough. Nobody had done that in December in a decade. The travel was brutal. It was like going to London to play a game. It was that kind of travel. And when the 49ers came out for that Sunday night game in Seattle, they were now without Justin. And I just don't think they weren't the real 49ers. And again, credit to Seattle. They took advantage. They kicked the 49ers' tail. That's what they should have done given that circumstance. I don't think in any way that game reflects the relative closeness of the two teams. So let's put that aside. This has always been a tough place to play. Mm-hmm. You know, in 2011 when the 49ers were streaking toward 13-3 and Seattle had Tavares Jackson quarterbacking, it was a tough place to play. So, and there's nothing you can do to take the crowd out of it. The only way that you can minimize the crowd is to jump out in front. And that's what the 49ers, if you think back, Scott, last year, first or second offensive play of the game, ran a deep ball to Manningham up the left side of the field, and Colin just overthrew him by a yard or two. But I thought that was exactly what the intent was, and it's no surprise your intent. You want to get up early. If you try to get a quick score, you slow down the crowd. But that pass missed, Seattle scored, and once they jumped ahead by two scores, then the crowd goes nuts.
Yeah, and I think the thing that stands out to me, and I was talking to Joe Staley earlier this week, and Joe told me it's nothing new to them. They've all been up there before, and it now is becoming really a veteran offensive line, and that's one of the groups that's affected the most by the noise. But when you have guys, especially who've been kind of through the ringer, like Joe Staley and Anthony Davis, out there on the edges, you'd like to think that they'd hold up in a game like this.
Yeah, and Scott, I think to extend that to the offense, the biggest issue tonight is going to be watching Sunday night will be how the plays get in. Mm-hmm. And you can't simplify the playbook, but can you simplify the communication from press box to Cap's helmet to huddle to line of scrimmage? Because the 49ers are, it's going to be tough enough to win this game. We all know how hard it's going to be to win this game. If you're operating with fewer timeouts than you should, if you're running plays late, not able to shift the way you'd like because the play clock's running out, that just makes it, you know, that just ramps up the degree of difficulty unnecessarily.
All right, and next question talks a little bit about scheme. And, you know, Jim Harbaugh, he doesn't like talking about scheme. We can talk a little bit about scheme, Ted. Do you think this question from at Rel Sports Talk? Do you think we should run this week or spread out the receivers and attack the depth of their corners?
Yeah, that's a great question, because I think we all marvel at Greg Roman and the other offensive coaches putting together that game plan last week, where they've lined up and let the Packers think that there was going to be a lot of running, and the 49ers said, hey, we're not going to run as much. Yeah, we still run, but not as much. We're going to throw. And they beat them through the air. Well, as we understand, Seattle's secondary is a far different level of play than Green Bay's secondary. And the question is going to be, I think, as always, can the 49ers get Frank running as they used to against Seattle? But this last 2 years, Seattle's defense has become much improved. But can you get Frank, or can you get a running game going against Seattle to force them to bring an extra guy and to not be allow Sherman and Browner, if Browner plays, but allow those corners to just stand out there and bang and take the pressure off the rest of that defense, and then extend that to say, how do the 49ers get Anquan Boldin free? You know, you don't want to leave Anquan Boldin out there in an island against press cover from Sherman. That's going to be a tougher. So the 49ers did a great job against Green Bay of getting Boldin releases off the line of scrimmage, and I'm sure that that's been an emphasis of the game planning this week, to do the same thing on Sunday night.
Yeah, well, there's not a lot of receivers who are more physical in the NFL than Anquan Boldin. It's going to be an awesome matchup to watch. And, Ted, the last question that we got on Twitter from at Jomol Lugma, if I'm pronouncing that right, how does Seattle noise affect the broadcaster? I mean, we've heard about how it affects the offensive line. We've talked about this. But what about Ted and Eric Davis up there in the booth?
What? Run that by me again. That's a great question. No, actually, come on. It doesn't affect us other than we understand what an incredible atmosphere it was. And last December, it became a cacophony of unwelcome noise, because the Seahawks, just the crowd went delirious. They were piling it on. Look, what we know, we 49ers folks know, that the Seahawks fans have a hatred of the 49ers. I said it's like the Giants fans towards the Dodgers. And it's not reciprocated. Dodger fans don't have the same hatred of the Giants. And I think it's the same way. 49er faithful don't look at Seattle like it's the, you know, the Darth Vader's coming to town. But when we go to Seattle, that's the way the Seahawks fans look at the 49ers. So you know that's going to be the case. And if they get ahead, if they win the game, they're going to smack you with it. It's not nearly as much. Let's put it this way. I would love to have a raspy throat at the end of the game. I would love that. That would mean that I've had a chance to say touchdown 49ers, let's say, four times, Scott. I'd be okay.
Yeah, sounds good to me, Ted. And thanks so much. And it's going to be an awesome one Sunday night.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Scott.